Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Data gathered from Microsoft apps such as Outlook, Teams, and PowerPoint show the workday for many people no longer has a clear start or finish. We welcome in Emily Peck, correspondent at Axios in New York. Emily, thank you for joining us today. It seems like these new numbers tie into the much larger debate of how connected workers need to be and how respectful workplaces need to be of their employees' personal time.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for having me. I'm here at work as I am all the time, 24/7, like the people in this Microsoft data. The startling finding from the report is that, you know, knowledge workers, this is really confined to people with desk jobs. From the moment they wake up to the moment they go to sleep, they are working. They're trying to deal with an onslaught of emails and messages, in this case on Microsoft Teams, you know, the messaging software, and various pings and ad hoc meetings. Meetings after 8 p.m. are now up 16% from last year. 1 in 5 meetings now happening outside, quote unquote, regular work hours. And people aren't sleeping in the morning. People wake up and they look at their phone and they start managing their messages sort of right from the get-go.
Now, how much of this is a function of employees working in offices with relentless pressure? And how much of this is more or less a recognition of employees' personal time, that you have to leave the office maybe at 4 o'clock or 4:30 to take care of kids' activities, drive them here, there, and everywhere, and then you can take care of more stuff after they go to bed or before they get up in the morning?
Yeah, definitely. That's part of it. I mean, remote work and the pandemic really sort of changed the game in terms of how people work. And now most office workers, even if they've been called back to the office, they have a bit more flexibility. They can do just what you said, you know, leave at 4, pick someone up, then log back in, start working again. I just picked up my kids from their finals earlier today and then came right back home, started working again. But sort of the downside of that flexibility is that you're always working basically, and people are working at all different times of day and they're messaging you at all different times of day. And depending on, you know, the employee, you might feel like you have to respond at all times of day. So, you know, it's this double-edged sword of flexibility now.
I feel like if you and I were having this conversation and talking about this trend in 2021 or 2022, we would come to the conclusion that workers have so much leverage and negotiating power because of the Great Resignation that took place a couple of years ago, that they could put some red lines around when they should be expected to respond to meeting requests or when they should be expected to respond to emails. Do workers still have that level of leverage, or has it tipped back into their employer's favor?
Yeah, workers don't have the level of leverage that we saw in 2021 and 2022. That was really extraordinary what we saw then. Hiring was going gangbusters. People were able to quit and find new jobs, and employers are bending over backwards to make workers happy. Those days are pretty much over. There's definitely still people who put bright lines and boundaries around their work days, and there are diligent managers out there, you know, who say, in the Microsoft researcher I spoke to pointed out that, you know, a lot of people at Microsoft have a line in their emails that says, you don't have to respond to me during my work hours, you know, making it okay to not immediately respond to messages and things like that. So there's always companies and managers out there like that. But I don't think we have the leverage we once did, unfortunately.
Also, is there research that indicates that workers are unhappy with this arrangement because maybe you are more productive, as we talked about before, taking care of a lot of stuff at 9 o'clock at night after the kids go to bed, as opposed to feeling stressed and distracted at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because you have to make a train?
Right. That's a really good question. Microsoft did survey knowledge workers separately from looking at the data. About half said they feel like they're working a chaotic day, right? So I think there's a mixed bag here. Some people like the flexibility, even though it means you're sort of always working, and others just feel like they're on, you know, a hamster wheel or something.
Emily Peck, correspondent at Axios in New York, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up next, the ascension of streaming includes a new milestone.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.